Hi everybody, I'm Katya and welcome to the Lotus Flower Yoga Podcast. Feel free to follow me on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. Now let's begin.
So hi guys, welcome back to my channel. I'm Katya and I'm going to give you another yoga nidra session in this practice. So do give me a thumbs up if you like these sessions so that I know, gives me a good idea of what to do video wise for you guys. So all we need to do for this session is you need to just lie yourself down on your back. You could even take this to your bed if that feels like you need really, really deep relaxation. So just allowing yourself just to take yourself down onto a parallel plane and just allow yourself just to make sure that you're really, really comfortable. You can have maybe a soft, small pillow at the back of the head just to stop it going numb if you're on the floor. Otherwise, maybe you're okay if you're on your mattress. And then just allowing yourself just to close the eyes down, draw the shoulders away from the ears, down the back. Just turn the palms up, let the fingers be soft. Let the toes fall out to the corners of the mat, the legs at least hip width in distance. The chin, just draw it gently to the chest and then rest the head back down, just so that the back of the neck is lovely and long. And then just allow yourself just a moment just to feel into the body. How has it arrived to this yoga nidra? How does the body feel? And we're allowing ourselves just to be aware with no need to interfere, no need to change. It's exactly as it is. And we're just allowing ourselves to observe that. Whether there's tiredness, whether there's openness, tightness, just allowing yourself to be aware of that. And then just allowing yourself a moment just to observe how you've arrived emotionally to the session. And again, with no need to interfere with it, we're just allowing ourselves to just notice, how have you arrived emotionally to the yoga nidra? With no need to change it. So within this session, we are going to set a sankalpa. So a sankalpa is an intention. So if you want to think about that intention before we start the practice, then you can. So it's just going to be an intention that you wish to manifest into your physical life. So thinking of that now, and then we'll move into our yoga nidra practice. And then just allowing yourself just to feel all of the points that rest on the support beneath, making contact with all points. So just feeling the back of the head and the support, feeling the back of the shoulders and the support, the upper arm and the support, the elbow and the support, the forearm and the support, the back of the hand and the support. Be aware of the back and the support, the hips and the support, the buttocks and the support, the upper thigh and the support, the lower calf and the support, the heel and ankle and the support. Just feeling all of them points at the back of the body. As the support moves up towards the body, and the body moves down towards the support, just feel that contact. And then now, just allowing yourself just to completely surrender into the here and now, allowing the mind to become more and more focused as we move through our rotation of consciousness. So we'll bring the attention all the way down to the tip of the right thumb, the tip of the first finger, the tip of the second finger, the tip of the third finger, the tip of the fourth finger, the right wrist, the right elbow, the right shoulder, the right side waist, the right hip, the right knee, the right ankle, the instep, the tip of the big toe, the tip of the second toe, the tip of the third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Being aware of all of the points in the right side of the body. Being aware of the right side of the body. Be aware of the right side of the body. Now take all of the attention down to the tip of the left thumb, the first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, the left wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, the side waist, the hip, the knee, the ankle, the instep, the tip of the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Be aware of all the points in the left side. Be aware of the left side. Be aware of the left side of the body. Now take the attention to the crown of the head, between the eyebrows, the throat center, the center of the chest, the right side of the chest, the center of the chest, the left side of the chest, the center of the chest, the navel, the pubis. Be aware of the whole body. Be aware of the whole body. Be aware of the whole body. As you become aware of the whole of your body, just notice the breath coming in and out of the body. Be aware of the inhale coming through the nostrils and down into the body. It leaves the body back out through the nostrils. We're going to now count down from 56 to 0 using our alternate nostril breath. So we will inhale through the right nostril, 56. We'll exhale through the left nostril, 56. We'll inhale through the left, 55. We'll exhale through the right, 55. We'll inhale through the right, 54. We'll exhale through the left, 54. We keep moving down the counts till we reach 0. No mistakes. If we lose our count, we just come back to 56. Begin again, counting down the breath. Moving down the counts from 56 to 0. No mistakes. So now it's time to just naturally find your sankalpa, your intention, allowing it to come from deep within. And just allow yourself just to repeat your sankalpa 3 times, coming from the heart space, allowing that sankalpa to just resonate. Repeat your sankalpa 3 times. And then just allowing yourself just to be aware that you're coming back into the physical world. Allowing some deeper breaths to move in. Allowing some movement to come into the fingers and the toes, a stretch if you need one. Allowing yourself to slowly and gently move back into your day. Namaste. See you soon for another video.